This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about some of the companies that have suspended services. Some of them temporarily, possibly some of them forever, for people that might possibly be white supremacists.
Or might
not
be.
Some of them have said that they are. And right, and that's sort of the question, because where we left off in the article from LA Times in the last hour was that Airbnb issued a statement saying that they would not allow people that were going to Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend to participate in the demonstration. They were not allowing them to reserve rooms through Airbnb. And Chris, you had asked a question of how did they know if the person was showing up for the Nazi side of it, or if they were showing up for the anti-Nazi side.
Oh.
Airbnb issued a statement that if they discovered that someone was using the platform to do something, quote, that would be antithetical to the Airbnb community commitment, it would seek to take appropriate action, including, as in this case, removing them from the platform.
Yeah. So again, and I hold no love for the Antifa side. I hold no love for the white supremacy side. But is Airbnb being equal to both sides, or are they saying that, you know, we don't like the white supremacy stuff, but we're okay with Antifa being violent towards white people?
Right.
My thing is, like, proof. I mean, like, and not just that, right? Like, what if they're going to end up not letting somebody come that, you know, wasn't affiliated with it? Maybe they're just a random person.
Go see their
grandma.
I mean?
And they happen to show up with a, you know, Constitution sticker on their car. Like, nope, sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Their last name's White and their handle is White for Life or something like that.
Yeah. So, but what I was saying earlier about this Boston rally on Saturday, I had a friend that I've known for a while. He's actually a delegate at the Libertarian National Convention and a really good guy. He's not racist at all. He's not a white supremacist. He's more of just a smaller government type guy. I guess he was invited to speak at this event. And he probably didn't even know who the other speakers were. All he knew was he was invited to speak at a, quote-unquote, free speech rally.
Right.
Not a white supremacist rally, not a KKK rally, not a, you know what I mean, anything like that. That's all he was known. He was invited as a speaker. Whoever organized the event made a flyer, and it had his name on it, along with the other speakers. Because of that flyer, his job fired him on Sunday.
Jeez.
And he's refused now, and it was ironic because I'm going down to the rally live stream as a journalist there for news to share, and he had agreed to give me like a little bit of an interview, you know, as to like what is some of his thoughts or whatever. And he was actually going to do a moment of silence for Charlottesville and everything. Like,
right.
Really stand up guy, lost his job now all because of this. And it's like, this is for me is what's sad. You know what I mean? That the company just didn't want, you know, because his name was on that flyer and the mob mentality of, I hate to say it, but of the left right now and just any, like, people on social media, it's so important not to jump on bandwagons, you know, especially with stuff like this. Like, free
right.
your freaking mind, you know?
They do. Everybody does. And it's an emotional issue. I get that. It's horrific. The idea that we must physically separate races, that is, I find it so repugnant. It's beyond words. It's beyond my own comprehension. But also, when Antifa gets out there and says, we don't like this person's speech, you know, Ann Coulter or somebody, you know, far to the right, and they're going to go to a mostly liberal school, and Antifa goes out there, burns cars, destroys property, and they do it until the point where the whoever is sponsoring it just says, enough. We can't afford the damage that this is bringing. We can't guarantee people's safety. Well, that's a group of people shutting down free speech. So to me, you know, groups like Antifa and to some extent Black Lives Matter, on one side you have, on the other side, the alt-right, the white supremacist group that say, you know, we don't want these things to happen and we don't like your speech, so we're going to shout you down. It's just it's despicable.
And then you have people from both sides that are basically playing the victim of, see, they don't want me to speak. Look what they did to silence me. That just means that what I have to say is so important.
Right.
It just goes back and forth. It was like, you know, the Antifa throwing bottles of urine over there. It's like, how is that helping your cause?
Right.
How? And you know what I mean? Now you're going to have these Nazis that you don't like, where their behavior could have gotten them in trouble with society, just them being themselves, right? Because people are inherently good and they're not racist. We all get along. We all, you know, share our communities. But you hurtling a bottle of urine over into their free speech rally is just going to make them say, look how repulsive these people are. This is why we don't like them. You know what I mean? And you're giving them ammunition.
It's both sides throwing gasoline onto the fire.
Yeah, and I feel like
blowing
the parent,
Right, and then you know, you've got the one side saying, well, we only threw gas on the fire because they did.
Like, exactly. I envision this, like, the two radicals from both sides, right? It's like two little kids fighting, right? And you're the mom, and you've got, like, your hand on each of their forehead, and they're both trying to, like, run at each other, and you're like, no.
Right.
That's how I feel right now.
The difference in this, and I understand your analogy. The difference here is Antifa is very clear about they are not going to be the, you know, the quiet, silent protesters. They're going to come armed. They speak about that. You've got the Redneck Revolt, another group far to the left that is
very
much
pro-gun. They're the two children, right? They're the one kid that wants to stab their sibling.
Yeah, but we have two groups that are potentially well armed,
right?
Potentially not afraid to use that, at least in their rhetoric. And you know, the last thing I want to see is innocent people get killed over something as ridiculous as the idea of separatism or racism.
Right, and you know,
and that brings up the question: how do we put an end to this? Do you know what I mean? Like the controversy. Like, what steps as a people, as a community, can we take to start putting out these fires that are starting?
I think both sides need to denounce their own, if you will say your own. I think if there were more statements from the mainstream left denouncing the far left, denouncing Antifa and some of the violence that's been caused with them, and the right consistently denouncing the alt-right, the white supremacists, and things like that.
But if they do, how do they get the platform to where enough hear it? You know what I mean? And it brings me back to the mainstream media, and I don't think the mainstream media is doing enough right now.
We are talking about very, very small fringes of society. When we talk about the sheer numbers, we're not talking about large groups. I think there's a lot more people that just don't want to have it going on, because they fall basically in the middle, you know? They're left of middle, they're right of middle, but they're still central. You know, that's pretty much it. They're the average American, and they're tired of it.
Libertarians often say there will be market solutions. And right now we're seeing some market solutions to where you have PayPal shutting down service to people. You have GoDaddy, Google, who was the other, Cloudflare, shutting down services to people. And these are market solutions to where companies are saying, hey, if you want to use our services, here are the terms that you need to abide by. And if you don't abide by these terms, then we will not provide you service.
And here's my issue with that is it's being applied to the far right, which is good because I quite frankly, I support the companies that do that. And companies should be able to judge their customers and decide whether they want to deal with them or not. That's fine. But it's driving me nuts that it seems to be somewhat lopsided. It is going after the violent or violent speaking people on the right, but I don't see much repercussion towards the left. I wish one of these companies would come out and say, you know what, members of Antifa, you're wrong.
If you condemn violence, condemn all violence, right, not just violence from one group over another.
Right. Right. And more on that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some of these tech companies that have suspended accounts of some of the people that were protesting on the side of the Nazis. There's arguments about whether or not those individuals were Nazis, whether or not they were white nationalists, and why did some of these companies wind up go ahead and suspend those accounts. Shifting gears, there's an article from CNBC where they reached out to some of the tech CEOs asking why did it take the violence in Charlottesville to get them to actually take a stand against hate groups. We'll dig into that in just a moment. The we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the internet has allowed an incredible amount of innovation in clothing and backpacks. You can see all kinds of ads for new or imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some minor, some life-saving. But how many stop bullets? Mark Edge recently got a vest from BulletBlocker.com. This is a company founded by a former Army Ranger and firearms instructor with a goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases, all that could save your life. The products are attractive and well-made right here in the United States. And you need to have a nice jacket. You might as well get one that stops bullets. Get something for the family as well. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. BulletBlocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at BulletBlocker.com. So, jumping into the article here, again, from CNBC, they report, it took bloodshed in Charlottesville to get tech companies to do what civil rights groups have been calling for years. Take a firmer stand against accounts used to promote hate and violence. In the wake of the deadly clash at a white nationalist rally last weekend in Virginia, major companies such as Google, Facebook, and PayPal are banishing a growing cadre of extremist groups and individuals for violating terms of service. What took so long? For one thing, tech companies have long seen themselves as bastions of free expression. But the Charlottesville rally seemed to have a sobering effect. It showed how easily technology can be used to organize and finance such events, and how extreme views online can translate into violence offline. Rashad Robinson, executive director of Color of Change, an online racial justice group, said there's a difference between freedom of speech and what happened in Charlottesville. The battle of ideas is different than people who show up with guns to terrorize communities. Tech companies are in a bind. On the one hand, they want to be as open as possible so that they can show ads to as many people as possible, provide their service to as many people as possible, etc. On the other, some of these users can turn out to be white supremacists, terrorists, or worse. Keegan Hanks, analyst at the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, said his group has been trying for more than a year to get Facebook and PayPal to shut down these accounts. Even now, he said, the two companies are taking action only in the most extreme cases. Hanks, whose center allegedly monitors hate groups and extremism, said they have policies against violence, racism, harassment. The problem is that there has been no enforcement. Now, I'm going to pause here to say that the Southern Poverty Law Center likes to use a very broad brush when painting extremist groups.
Oh, yeah.
To where they will say anyone who is opposed to the Federal Reserve is part of an extremist group, because they wind up, you know, using some mental gymnastics to say that, well, if you oppose the Federal Reserve, then you must be anti-Semitic, because one of the first people that was the chairman of the Federal Reserve was a Jewish guy.
Right.
Now, listen to this. I just, sorry, it's kind of a little bit off topic, but John Medler is the guy organizing the rally on Saturday.
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, apparently he's extended an invitation to Black Lives Matter Boston to ask if they'd like to have a speaker at the event. So I thought that's actually the right way to address if you don't like what somebody's saying, you know what I mean? Like, go and then speak. But he says that it's up to them if they choose to accept, and they have every right to counter protest our other speakers. That is, after all, free speech.
Right. So interesting, going to the SPLC website, because I was just curious, is Antifa listed as a hate group, as a violent group, as anti-government, as anything? No.
No?
Not at all.
Right. And again, you know, that's but showing
the alt-right
is?
Oh, pretty much the extremist files that they keep on SPLC is... It breaks down into a couple different areas. There's either, yeah, here they are, ideologies.
That they have patriot groups.
Alternate right, Phineas priesthood, anti-government movement, and sovereign citizens.
That mean us?
So, well, no, is that under their patriot group or under their hate group? Or are those subheaders of something else?
When they say ideologies, they list a lot, but those are the four that... They lead off with anti-government. What else did I say?
Because I know that they annually or every 2 years sometimes put out the list of the quote-unquote patriot movement.
Sure.
Where they say, just because you're on this list doesn't mean that you're necessarily violent or racist, but some of the people that are members of these groups are violent and racist.
Right.
And then they have the list of hate groups that are specifically things that they have identified as violent, racist groups.
Yeah, I think the only groups that they really track... that one could say aren't directed towards more traditionally white groups would be black separatists. They do
right.
track black separatist groups. But the rest of it is, you know, Holocaust deniers, Ku Klux Klan, neo-Confederate, neo-Nazi, Phineas priesthood, racist skinhead, radical traditional Catholicism, sovereign citizens, white nationalists. It's more along the lines of, I've always kind of felt this, but more anti-right.
The
SPLC is...
More, quote-unquote, conservative groups.
Yes.
And I think, this might just be my opinion, but I feel like the more right, generally speaking, it tends to be people that are for smaller government. You know what I mean? Like, the farther right you go, the less government... I always used to imagine people want it. And then the more left you went, like the more government people that, would
that's
want.
If you're buying into, you know, the false left-right paradigm. But there's also...
I think the majority of people do, though. That's the thing.
Right. But there's also people that, you know, might say they're for smaller government, but we need to increase the military budget and put a border on the wall.
And
I want smaller government for this, but let's grow it everywhere else.
And you're not going to touch Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about, some of the companies, the tech companies, Google, PayPal, Apple, OkCupid, that have suspended services to certain white supremacist or, alleged, because we don't know the names of everybody that has had services suspended. And I'm guessing that, there might be some kind of appeals process to where if somebody feels that their account was suspended wrongly, I'm not entirely positive, but article from CNBC, they're looking at the reasons why it took violence to wind up getting tech companies to respond and actually, comply with the terms of service that they have, saying that they stand against extreme violence. But let's actually pause from this and shift gears, if you will, and let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to mention that our traffic fatalities actually went down in New Mexico.
Good.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah. Well, the DWI rate also went down by 16%. And so, and I have a reason behind it. My reasoning is that, I think about 70,000 people have moved out of our state. So if there's less people, less cars driving, the less collisions.
So I mean, if you just keep raising all of the taxes, then all of the people will move out of New Mexico, and then there's no cars, and nobody winds up getting into an accident.
It Sarah, sounds like a perfect solution.
Call.
Aww.
Let's go to Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, here you guys, this is sort of a whimsical solution to this statue problem. What you do is you get both sides in a big auditorium like a convention center.
Uh-huh.
Then what you do is you start, you take all the monuments that tick off the one side, and you take all the monuments that tick off the other side, and they do an even trade.
Okay, or you just give you a auction them off.
No, for a Martin Luther King Boulevard, all, you know, and, you know, you get it to where they even trade.
So I'll trade you my Jefferson Davis statue for your Martin Luther King statue.
Yeah, you see, this is what people don't realize.
I thought you were going to go like all, you know, Mad Max Thunderdome, and it would just be a battle to the end, which... I'm not saying I'd entertain the thought, but...
Well, here's the question that I've not heard very many people even ask, and most people on, you know, this should there be monuments question, they're just asking the question of, should the monuments exist? Well, we need to ask, who paid for these monuments? Where are these monuments located? Are there monuments on private property? Are the monuments on public property? If they're on public property, then were they donated to, you know, the government entity, as a lot of them were?
Sure, I'm just waiting for the Statue of Liberty to get, like, attacked.
You know, so we right. aren't really debating this from the right starting point.
Yeah.
Well, no, there is no right starting point here. This is just all raw emotion. This is just hate from left and from right. Just
I think some people that don't
no,
even
no sense of trying to make sense out of it.
Some people that don't even have any clue as to the history of anything are probably just jumping on the bandwagon now because it's been in the news and desecrating any statue they walk by at this point, because it's like all over the country now, vandalists are just going around like destroying statues, and it's right. sad, because if you think about it, most of them are probably on public property. They're probably paid for with tax dollars. So a better solution, in my opinion, right, would be like the one in Charlottesville, for example. If the town voted to take it down, I read that it was going to cost taxpayers an additional $700,000 just to remove the thing, right? So why not auction it off to the highest bidder, maybe a museum or something, then use, and they can pay to take it down, and then use the money to invest in something else. Schools, feeding the homeless, anything.
Or an adopt-a-statue program. You know, I will. I'll take that statue and I'll go put it in my front yard.
But these people that are going around right now vandalizing all the things are making them completely worthless. You know what I mean? Where that could otherwise be money in that you could spend on food to feed your local homeless. So now you should feel like a jerk for going and tipping over, you know, statues. And personally, I think all these people going around vandalizing them should be arrested and put in jail. It's just my opinion.
Right. But these are a lot of the same people that were, you know, all up in arms over Al-Qaeda destroying monuments in the Middle East. Do you remember all that?
I do. And I've got thoughts on that. But Patrick, good. Do you have any more thoughts here?
Yeah, I just was thinking, you know, the stupidity of what's going on and everything, that maybe they can look across the board and see how stupid the whole situation is, and maybe come to, hate's going to be there no matter what you do about it. You can't do anything about it, but maybe they'll just realize how petty this whole situation is, and maybe focus in on the initial problem, and the problem is it's them. It's nobody else. It's the people that have that hate in their heart, you know?
Right, yeah.
And that's the sad part about it. But I just thought that would be whimsical. They could sell that on TV. That would be a pay-per-view event.
Patrick, thank you for the call. So, yeah, Chris, I've seen the video comparison floating around on social media where it says, this is what ISIS is doing, and this is what Antifa and this other group...
I hadn't seen that.
And, well, it's a false comparison, because what's going on in Syria and parts of Iraq where ISIS is going in, they're going into museums and destroying things that were private property.
In some cases, well, or public property when we're talking about, and I'm not talking about ISIS, I'm talking about Al-Qaeda. I guess maybe it was in Afghanistan or somewhere there were centuries-old huge Buddhist statues. I'm digging for the story, see if I can find it. But they were just destroyed because they felt it was an affront against their religion, and so these things have to be destroyed. This was during, really, in the heat of the Gulf War.
Okay, yeah, the videos that I've seen are more recent, where it's
and ISIS
groups going into museums and toppling over, like the marble statues. And again, it's not a correct comparison because, one, you have privately owned stuff in museums, and the other is things that are on public property, a lot of which may have been paid for with taxpayer dollars. We don't really know on each and every one of these statues. There was a statue monument in Los Angeles that was donated to a cemetery by the Daughters of the Confederacy. And they have asked the cemetery to remove that. Because there's been a lot of backlash. They said, we gave you this statue, we want it back.
Right. The story I was thinking of, this goes back to really the early days of, well, this was March 11th, 2001, so pre-9/11. But Afghan's ruling Taliban has blown up two giant Buddha statues in defiance of international efforts to save them. So that was a Taliban move even prior to Al-Qaeda, and I'm pretty sure Al-Qaeda did some of the same. These were 53-meter or 175-foot high statues that were blown up by the Taliban. So,
right, and then you get into the complete other question about whether or not the statue is there as some kind of piece of art. Is it there as just here is a reminder of what happened? Or is it a memorial of remember this and look up to it and, cast reverence upon the symbolism here? More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about, well, what I think is the best pillow. And if you don't agree and you try it, you've got 60 days that you can try it risk-free. I'm talking about My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for about a year and a half now, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. When I go to the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival next weekend, you better believe I'm taking My Pillow with me. It's just that good. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and still use it for something other than kindling. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Chris calling in from Somerville, Alabama, listening to 800 AM WBHP. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and another Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I appreciate your forum tonight. Your analysis usually is pretty spot on. You're one of the only talk stations I will listen to. The rest of the time it's modern rock or classic rock. I'm sick of the pundits. But a little bit of insight, too, on how funds were raised to put up the Confederate monuments, especially the ones like toppled in Durham, North Carolina. That was just a generic Confederate soldier on top of it, honoring the soldiers from that county. Back around the turn of the century, maybe the 1880s at the latest, all the way through 1920, 25, when a proposal to put a monument up to the soldiers from that county and state was put out, it was usually through subscription. They'd have little old ladies, family members, whatever, send as low as a nickel, maybe a dollar. Over the period of 5 years, enough funds were raised to have the bronze statue cast, designed and cast, and then put up. It wasn't something that the state funded. At the time, I mean, to 1920, the states did not have the money. Due to Reconstruction, good or bad, you could go to the national parks. And like Gettysburg, that's one close to you that's a major battle. There's not much state money involved in the monuments there, even on the Union side. It was done, you know, you'll see like the Pennsylvania Monument for Union soldiers there. State of Pennsylvania, yeah, did fund a little of it, but most of the Pennsylvania troops and their families even, you know, I'm talking Union now, sent in subscriptions. So there are some state funding, but on the Confederate side, mostly nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars over a period of years to get them up.
And I didn't know that.
That's
another thing, too. During the, you know, not that we're going to refight and debate war, especially that one, but most of the fellows down here, when Lincoln's call for 75,000 volunteers to rise up and invade the South hit, that's when your enlistments really started kicking down here. Until then, like Tennessee, they had two votes for secession and voted it down. But when that invasion threat hit, okay, boom, game on.
Right.
If you were a young male, 18, 19, 20 years of age, regardless of your political beliefs or whatever, your ass was going to be wearing a Confederate uniform. And they largely went unpaid, fought the war, and did sacrifice. Mississippi, one of their biggest budget items was for artificial limbs all the way into the early 1880s.
Right. And then then you did have some places like Winston County, Alabama, where my family, at least the maternal side, is originally from, where Winston County actually attempted to secede from the state of Alabama because they wanted to be neutral. There's a beautiful, from a work of art standpoint, one of the most beautiful statues that I've ever seen stands outside of the county courthouse there in Winston County. They call it Dual Destiny, where the soldier is wearing half of a Union outfit and half of a Confederate outfit. And it's there as a reminder of, hey, here's what happened. We wanted to stay out of this, but, you know, both sides came in and basically conscripted whoever they could find and drug us in to fight on both sides. And, you know, there literally were brothers fighting brothers.
I think that kind of like, whenever I've walked by any statue from that time period, you know, I've never thought like, oh, yeah, let's bring back the war. I've always more or less thought like, wow, man, it's great to see that we've evolved past such, you know, like eras and stuff in history. You know what I mean? That's why we look back at history, so we can kind of appreciate like all that we've accomplished to get to where we are today in terms of how much more freedom and rights, like women's rights. And
learn,
you know,
where
like,
we went wrong.
I mean,
we have to look at that stuff. And, you know, the war between the states, over 600,000 Americans died,
right,
which makes it the bloodiest war America has ever been in. Worse than World War II? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
600,000 is a low number. That number come out in the 1880s, and they used a method to calculate and guesstimate, you know, in other words, a wild-ass guess.
Gotcha, right.
People that I know and trust and listen to their stuff put the number more at 900,000.
I don't doubt it.
And I'm guessing that, you know, that 600,000 number might only wind up being combat deaths and not include any of the people that wound up dying from, you know, like various things of lack of food because there were embargoes
on
the port.
Or civilian deaths. I don't know if that was included.
Diarrhea killed more than lead.
Right.
You know, that was just the way things went. But to tie this into what we all hold dear, you know, as far as peaceful existence of being free to do things, liberty, government F's things up. When you put government in charge of things, nothing goes right. Like the protests these past week, you know, the government decided to stand down, didn't separate the two groups. you know, government screwed it up.
I thought that was terrible. I mean, you look at how much they robbed taxpayers to get all that fancy bulletproof gear and stuff like that, and then when it came time to actually use it, they did nothing, and then pushed these two, it's like a parent taking two fighting kids and sticking them in a room together with bats and whatever you want. It's like, why would you do that?
Right.
Well,
go ahead.
You can't trust government to do anything right, and an organization I'm with, Sons of Confederate Veterans, we're watching all of our statues around here. I mean, right now, at one local statue in Huntsville, Alabama, we've got probably three people on it this second.
Right.
Not to cause violence, but to alert authorities, and they're armed. You know, if they won't protect us, the citizenry can protect ourselves. You know, Durham was stupid. That was the dumbest thing. They stood by with their hands in their pockets, had a stand down order. You know, don't. You know, if you're going to assume that responsibility to protect the public, which the Supreme Court ruled they have no obligation to, at least make some kind of effort, but no effort was done.
And right, and
the thing,
Chris,
is be peaceful and protect yourself.
Yep, and I'll suggest that if you really want to protect that monument, you get it off of whatever public property it's on. I'm presuming it's on public property. Most of them are.
Courthouse Square, yeah.
I mean, I would start taking monuments like that you guys actually, like, cherish and want, and putting them in, you know, on someone's private property. Charge a fee. Make it private entry, you know. Don't let anyone near it that you think might hurt it.
Well, it's gone to this point, too. Like the Forrest statue in Memphis. I was once an advocate for moving it to his boyhood home, which is totally private, or to Elmwood Cemetery where he once was buried, or whatever. But it's, you know, I could see a huge slippery slope, and we're seeing that now. You know, they're talking removing, I think it's either Thomas Jefferson or George Washington's statue from Chicago.
Right.
And Sharpton's talking about destroying the Jefferson Memorial in D.C. It's a big slippery slope, and I'm saying, hey, let's, you know, game on. Let's at least call our ineffective representatives in government and see what could happen. And not necessarily take matters into our own hands, but be peaceful, do what we can as citizens. Because in the end, it's citizens helping other citizens peacefully that gets things accomplished.
Thank you for the call. That's it for tonight, but don't worry, we'll be back every night as we always are. In the meantime, always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.